Richmond Road, 98.9.
Apostle J.L. Broadnax returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive. A church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. For more information, 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in an all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, James Broadnax. And I just want to say welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom broadcast. And I'm excited about this broadcast on today. I'm excited about the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. A church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. And I want to give you a personal invite to get your Bible, your pen, and your notepad and meet us this coming Sunday morning for a powerful worship experience. And that's right here at 4210 South MacArthur Drive. The time again is 10:30 a.m. And make sure before you leave the sanctuary, let me place into your hands my 1 hour intercessory prayer guide. The Lord has given me a vision that right in this region to birth 100 intercessors, to birth 100 prayer warriors, and teach them how to pray and get results in their prayer life. And this 1 hour intercessory prayer guide is going to help you in your prayer life. And when you get that prayer life right, oh, get ready. It is going to cause heaven to open unto you. And make sure on Sunday, give me the opportunity to place that 1 hour intercessory prayer guide into your hands. Now, let's get ready to pick back up on the lesson for this week. You know, God gave us a prophetic word on the first Sunday that I preached here in Alexandria. I believe what I believe. And then on last Sunday, he gave me a prophetic utterance that God don't need your help. He needs your faith. Yes, God needs your faith and not your help. And this week here, I'm going to talk about that. And I'm going to show you from the Word of God that God just needs, amen, your faith and not your help. And once you learn how to live by the promises of God, by the Word of God, that's when things change in a child of God's life. See, you got to understand that everything I need, everything you need is right in the Word of God. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13 and verse 31 that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. You see, the Word of God's going to stand forever. And then Isaiah told us in Isaiah 40 and verse 8 that the grass withered and the flower faded, but the Word of our God is going to stand. Sister Dorothy used to sing that song there at the Full Gospel Church in Fort Lauderdale. Every year I would go there. Everything is going down but the Word of God. And you know, I said, my, That is a true song. Everything is going down but the Word of God. Well, let's get back into the lesson. Let's pick up from yesterday's broadcast. And yesterday I was sharing with you Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 33. And I want to finish that scripture and then we'll move on. But I'm going to share with you this week four keys, four biblical keys that would cause you to walk in the promises of God, how to make any promise in the Bible to become reality in your life. There are four keys, and I believe that if you would tune in every day this week with your Bible, with your pen, and with your notepad, and write down the scriptures, write down the keys, it's going to unlock God's promises into your life. And Hebrews 11 and 33, we talked about it yesterday, who through faith, they subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, and they obtained promises. I think we stopped right there on they obtained promises. And I begin to share with you that obtain, meaning that they had to put forth the effort. Obtain, meaning they had to go after what God promised them. You see, sometimes we think when God tell us something, when God promise us something, that there should be no problem. There should be no obstacles. There should be nothing in our way because God said it. But you got to understand, God want us to use our faith, and he want us to trust him. He want our total confidence to be in him, you see. And so even when he gave Moses the word, that's why I don't understand why people against prosperity teaching. You know, I don't understand it, because if you go back even to the days of Moses, when the people of God was in bondage, and how God raised up Moses in Egypt, in wealth, in success, in prosperity, and then he brought him out of Egypt, and then he sent him back into Egypt with a word of blessing in his mouth. Oh, I got to go there. With a prosperity word in his mouth. James Broadnax, how can you say that? I'm saying that because it's right there in the Word of God. And Moses went back into Egypt, and he began to speak to people that was in bondage, and he said, get ready. He said, God told me to tell you that he's bringing y'all out of this bondage. And he's going to bring you into a land that is flowing with milk and honey. He said, tell him I'm going to bring them into Canaan, a place of blessings, you see. So Moses went back there into Egypt with a word of blessings and prosperity in his mouth for God's people. So you got to understand this. Now, God gave them that promise. But on their way to that promise, they had to deal with some difficult times. Oh, yeah, they did. They had to deal with some giants along the way. They dealt with enemies along the way. I think about there in the little city of Ai, how that they was defeated in the city of Ai because somebody had messed with something that God told them not to mess with. And they messed with God's stuff. And because they mess with God's stuff, Achan, that caused them to experience defeat. Joshua cried and praying, throwing dust upon his head. God said, get up. You know the problem. You got sin in the camp. And God said, now when you get rid of that sin, y'all going to move on to that land that is flowing with milk and honey. Other words, they was defeated there. Even though God said it, God allowed a defeat. You see, the devil can't do no more in your life than God allows him to do. So if God allows something, you got to understand that is not to take you down. Oh, that's to take you up. Oh, no, it's not to make you bitter, but that is to make you better. Oh, I tell you, I love this word of God. And so it says that that they obtain promises, and they stopped the mouth of lions, and they did all of this through what? Faith in God. F-A-I-T-H, faith in God. So now, you as a born-again believer, you see, you got to work on you now. You got to study the Word of God. You got to get back into Bible study. You got to get back into Sunday school. See, you got to get to a point and to a place in your life, you know, that you're willing to spend that time to renew your mind. See, that's what's got to happen at. And Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. And that is going to take some time. That will not happen overnight. You got to visit Psalms 1. And Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Stand it not in the way of sinners, set it not in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Hear me, child of God. And he said, in that law does he what? Meditate day and night. And that child of God shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth its fruit in its seasons, and its leaves shall not wither. You see, so and once you begin to spend that time and meditating and renewing that mind, and then you begin to read the promises of God, you begin to study the promises of God, and then you become to understand that God wants these promises to be reality in your life. Hear me, I'm going to share with you 4 keys that would cause any promise in the Bible to become reality in your life. Abraham, which was just Abram, and God spoke to him and said, now come on from among your kinfolk, and God said, follow me. And then later on, God told him, he said, now listen, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Abram, I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to multiply you. Oh, God spoke some big blessings into his life, and he believed God. You see, he believed the promises of God. And that's what you got to do, believe the promises. Now, as he was walking towards what God promised him, you know, it got to a point that looked like what God said was just not happening in his life, even though God said it. And God promised him a son. And then seems as though as God has promised him a son, now he gives him a wife here that cannot get pregnant, that cannot have a baby, but God promised him a son. And you see, this is where I got this word from. God don't need your help. He needs your faith. You see, God just needs your faith, not your help. Because his wife came up with a brilliant idea. And she said, you know, I can't get pregnant, but we got to get a son. Abraham, you got to have a son. And she chose one of the maids, you know, to him to go into her, get her pregnant, and she have the baby. And so that's how Ishmael came on the scene. So you got to understand, sometimes God will let you go ahead and get what you want, but it was not what he promised. You see, I don't know about you. I don't want an Ishmael blessing. No, I want the Isaac blessing. I want what God promised. And you see, all God needed was their faith and not their help. But the wife decided, I'm going to help God out. And as I get ready to lead this broadcast today, I want you to keep that in mind. God needs your faith and not your help. Ephesians 3:20. My last scripture I'm going to share with you. Now, him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything we ask or think, according to the power of God that's working on the inside of us. Well, child of God, I'm all out of time, but we'll pick back up on tomorrow's broadcast. Tune in, and I declare you will be glad you did.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-4255. 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to